She was on CNN has a media critic, media reporter, Brian Stelter, and she was kind of defending herself. She says, no, it's mistakes were made, but it's not technically plagiarism. I'm going to fix it in the ebook in the next version, blah, 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 blah. But then she said something that really caught my attention. She said, you know, Vice, who now are pointing out all of these errors I mm-hmm. made about their staff and about their history and all these little, you know, the color of the shoes of their host. They had my manuscript for a long, long time because I wanted them to have a chance to let me know if I got anything wrong. And they were very difficult to reach. They didn't get return my emails. And I later learned, said Jill Abramson on CNN, that they were running an Oppo campaign and they were calling other people in the book, essentially trying to strategize a way to discredit the book. And this is kind of a maneuver that I've always thought was possible, but I'm unaware of it playing out, you know, if in fact this is true.
I didn't even think that you could do that.
Well, here's how you do it. Like, you ask somebody, like, I'm writing about you. Did I get anything wrong? Here's what I wrote. And they see that you got something wrong, and they say, you know what? Jill Abramson, like, why should we help her make a factual book? It's still going to make us look like shit mm-hmm. if we correct all of her errors. Why don't we let her publish a flawed book? And then we can rip her book to shreds on the basis of how flawed it is, if that is in fact what happened. And what makes this really interesting to me is that I am aware that when it comes to their PR flacks, Vice doesn't hire smiley spokespeople. They hire political war room strategists, like real sharks, who are very well versed in dirty tricks. And I kind of feel like this is a thread of the story that got dropped too soon.